views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. Hi, Art.
So, how's it going? How's
good,
it going?
Good.
It's good. I treated myself. Okay. I walk my talk. I walk my talk. I busted my butt for many, many weeks in a row, and I needed some time off. And I went to the beach yesterday.
Nice.
And it was really nice. I was with a friend who I haven't been with in about a year. And we had a lot of fun. It was nice because the weather was perfect. We went to Point Pleasant Beach in New Jersey.
Oh, I love Point Pleasant.
And it was nice because I love the palm trees and you have the restaurant right there and you got music right there and stuff. And I fell asleep and got a nice tan and it was awesome. It was really awesome.
That is awesome.
You want to know something?
So, excuse me, how many days did you take off?
Almost every day.
There's
almost every day. Yeah, no, I do. I've been, I have some helpers who work for me.
Good.
And so doing my other jobs and stuff. So they've been picking up the slack. And, life has been pretty good. Life has been pretty good. And so what I did was I went to the beach. I took care of a bunch of personal errands, met up with friends, went for lunch and stuff like that. And, so I take care of myself, and I always tell people, like, when you're busting your butt or if you're overly stressed, you need to step out of your element and take care of yourself. It's so important. You need to rejuvenate yourself. You need to grease your engines again and step out of the box.
I agree with that. But sometimes people don't realize that they're headed towards the wall during those stress times.
Yeah, that they're going on a crash course.
Yes, they're going on a collision course with the wall. And you know, you have to have the all with all in your mind to step back a moment and say, whoa, I am headed for that wall. Let me step back and give myself some room, take care of myself. I agree with that.
Like I said, I just learned to step out of my box, step out of my life, and just start taking care of myself. And I started straightening up my place. I grabbed the bull by the horns and I started to, make some important decisions in my life in regards to, certain people staying in my life, certain people staying out of my life, and really cleaning house. And I feel much better, and things are more in the zen and the zone for me.
Great.
And what I feel good about with myself, seriously, is that I do walk my talk. Because I always give advice like this to other people, and I do this for myself. So, a lot of people might look at you, and when you're giving advice, and they'll say, oh, well, you already have this. You already have a nice relationship. You already have, a well-running business. You already have money. You already have this or this or that. But the only reason why I have that is because I worked at it.
That's right.
And everybody works hard at what they get, and so they, but for the people who are struggling or trying to get by, they look at you like, oh, wow, I wish I had that. Or, wow, you
right.
could say that because you had it. So it's easier said than done. It's always easier said than done. It's putting your nose to the grindstone and then being able to do it.
That's true.
And everything takes a sacrifice.
That is so true. Oh, my God. When you say that, folks, you can't have it all. And I have come to that realization. You do have to make sacrifices in life. You can't, unless you were born a prince or a princess, you can't have it all. And I have made many concessions in my life to have what I have now. And I have made many hard choices to do and walk the path that I'm walking. And it's not easy.
You want to know something? My daughter came up to me, you know, and she was having some hard times with her mom and her stepdad. And they live a very lavish lifestyle. They have, you know, he happens to make, you know, a decent income. And, you know, kudos to him. You know, I'm happy that they have that.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, emotionally, she's not really growing as much as she should. Mm-hmm. And she has these mental blocks within her. And I'm not saying mental problem, but, you know, self-inflicted, you know, self-limitation thoughts of herself and about life and stuff. So she was telling me about some of her hard times and what's going on with the home. Now, granted, I also understand there's always two sides to a story, but this is her perspective because I've seen her in action with her words and stuff. Hasn't always been accurate. So I said to her, and she says, you know, Dad, she says, I was thinking about possibly, you know, moving in with her friend or moving in with me. So I said, you're welcome to move in with me. I said, but understand, I said, you're gonna have more freedom in your life, however, but you're going to be a lot more responsible because I'm not going to tolerate crap.
Good for you.
And,
maybe that's what she needs.
And that's what I feel she needs. But, you know, something tells me. And when I told her that I'm willing to allow her in and I told her what the circumstances are, I said to her, I said, I'll help you with your problems. I said, but I'm going to help you in my world. I can't help you with your problems in their world. I said, that's your choice. That's your choice to make those choices. And she looked at me and she said, you know, Dad, I understand. Because she came to me like maybe about a year, year and a half ago with that. And this time when she asked me or brought it to me again, and I said to her, I said, that's fine. I said, but just understand. I said, you are going to grow. I'm not going to allow it. And this is tough love. It's not that I'm being a jerk about
it. I get that.
You know, and you have to stand your ground. And I feel it's what's best, you know. And, you know, at times when you're sharing or expressing tough love, you're not going to be the most well-liked person. And you have to not give a crap. And that's the problem with a lot of people who with their parenting or in their relationships. You have to get to a point where you want to know something. This is the way it needs to be. And not that I'm trying to knock you or hurt you, but, you know, this is what's right for the overall good. And so you got to express tough love. And it's not just about respecting yourself, but also making sure that the other person who you're trying to help out is willing to step up their game.
That's right.
Otherwise, you know, like, you know, what's the sense of it all? Seriously, what's the sense that you keep on taking the hit on behalf of everyone else and you're emotionally getting hurt or financially getting hurt or whatever it is, and you're taking the hit based on other people's actions, and you got to go, whoa, 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 this is not working.
Right.
You know, because a lot of parents feel like they're just an endless ATM machine.
Oh, yeah.
And then the money keeps going and going and going and going. And then the kids grow up. Like you said, the kids are born with a silver spoon in their mouth, but they don't know how to survive on their own because they're used to just asking and getting.
Right.
And so, and that's their livelihood. That's all they know. And then the parents get frustrated. You know, they're trying to say, well, you don't know where I came from and I had to do this and I had to do that. But the kids don't know that. They can't comprehend that. It wasn't their experience. That was your experience, you know?
So true.
So they're going to, you know, so if you want your kids to appreciate hard knocks or your partner or whoever, you know, to experience hard knocks, you have to allow them to feel it and to go through it. Rather than every single time there's a hangnail or there's a little problem in their life, you're there to pick it up and clean it up for them or make things right. And, you know, yeah, you know what? It's a good thing and it's a bad thing, you know, because a lot of people said, listen, I've been through a lot of hard crap in my life. And, you know, I don't want my kids to struggle like I did or hurt like I did. Yeah, but at the same token, when you give them too much of everything, you're taking away their strength and you're taking away their character. And you're not making them have to feel responsible for their life. You're not making them stronger or more clever or wittier or to deal with the public or to do what it takes to get it done. As soon as there's a problem, Mom, Dad, can you take care of this? I don't know what to do, you know? And
yeah,
so
I do know. I do know that. You know, you want to give everything to your children and you don't want to see them have to go through rough times.
What you went through.
You. Exactly. But then on the other hand, if they don't experience some of the rough times, they won't know or be satisfied or happy when the good times come. And good times don't always come easily. Sometimes they come in abundance and sometimes, you know, you grab at good times you know, through the chaos of a day or through the chaos of your life, you pick and choose what's going to be the good time for you so that you can have a break from reality like you did today. Or you have been doing?
Yeah, I did it. I did it today, and I did it yesterday. Today, I actually wanted to go back to the beach. I went yesterday. I wanted to go to the beach today, but my friend didn't want to go. So I gave her the option because she's moving to Florida tomorrow, and she's had it really, really rough, very rough. And so I told her I would, you know, take her out of life, out of her normal life, and just to go and have a pleasant day out, you know. And I treated her. So it was something that, you know, it was nice. It was nice to get together and just, you know, shoot the
share
crap. Share some time together and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, it was nice. It was a nice time. And, you know, and then a lot of times the kicker is like after you take care of everybody, you know, who you're trying to help out, whether it be your kids or partner or whatnot. And then they give you an attitude like, oh, are you kidding me? It's like, all of a sudden, it's like, you stop supplying me with my livelihood. You stop supplying me with this. And it's like, they look at you like, are you crazy? It's like, you just cut off my blood supply.
That's so true.
What do you mean the money stopped? What do you mean you can't give me a ride? What do you mean you can't? It's like, hello, right. I have a life too.
Right.
You know?
Which they don't realize. They don't realize that, you know, we have needs. And who do we go to when we have needs?
Yeah, really.
Uh-huh.
Really.
And number one, New York.
I'm telling you.
But,
you know, it's not all their fault. It's also our fault for raising their expectations that way. But right now we got to go to a break. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth. Shows them.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I can't lie. No more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before. Changed your way of life. But you misread my meaning when I met you. Close the door.
Just allow a fragment of your life.
right. Welcome back, everybody. And that was Elton John, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. And right now we have a lovely person.
But excuse me, before we get to Michelle, we know you're there, Michelle. I just want to give the audience our telephone number so that you guys can call up and have a mini reading. I was speaking with someone who listens to our show devoutly, and he told me that we don't give the number out enough. So I need to, I'm going to, in different intervals throughout the show, give the number a little bit more. It's 1-800-930-2819, folks. So if you didn't catch it then, I'll repeat it. And if you didn't get it then, go get a pencil and a paper and write it down, because I will be saying it a few times throughout the show. It's 1-800-930-2819. And you could call Artie and myself, and we can give you a little mini reading if you like. And if you'd love to have an private, personal, and upfront, upside reading with us, oh, baby. And believe me, it'll be a great experience, folks. He's wonderful. His number is
877.
Go ahead.
877-ANGEL-02. And Sky's number is 908-500-1474.
And I thank you for that. And you can also get a reading with myself. But folks, if you'd like to call in, feel free. You'll get a little 5-minute taste of what you're in store for. Okay, Michelle, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, sweetheart, from Indiana. Wow, that's far away from us. That's wonderful. How are you?
What's going on, Michelle?
Hi, you guys. I'm doing well.
Good.
I wasn't sure what to pinpoint, so I was going to kind of offer up to you to just, tell me what you're feeling, or if you want to focus in on family or love, that would be okay, too.
That's great. Yes, we do. But first of all, I want to ask you a question. Have you been having headaches or earaches or something to do with your ears, like a ringing in your ear or something?
Actually, just last week, I had a unusual visual migraine that landed me in an emergency room that I had to kind of deal with.
Okay. Watch out for those erratic little headaches, okay? I don't feel that there's anything major to worry about. I just think that your body is going through a 7-year change, and you're at the point now where things are settling in, and you will get that from time to time, but I don't want you to give it too much energy, okay, sweetheart?
Thank you. I actually had these start happening in 2014, and then have now been under a neurologist care for a couple of years to manage them, but last week, everything failed. The meds failed, the routine failed, so that's why it ended up being kind of a bad week for me, but I'm feeling better this week.
God bless you.
Well, that's good. I want to shift gears a little bit. There's somebody that's going to be coming up to you, and it's going to be needing a lot of consoling. And somebody is missing their mother tremendously. And I don't know if it's a separation from a physical or if it's separation they passed away. But I'm getting like a big heartache, a heartbreak. And I keep on hearing, I miss my mother. I miss my mother. And I'm seeing you consoling this person or giving them some solace. Has this been happening just yet or not yet?
Do you see an age or gender or?
As of right now, honestly, I don't. Actually,
I'm seeing a younger
person. I was just going to say a younger person. Yes. Yes. It's a younger person. Actually, I'm seeing two kids, if I'm not mistaken.
So am I, a boy and a girl?
Yes.
Okay. In fact, I'm a teacher, and we start school in 2 weeks, so that could very well be on, you know, the horizon for the next couple of weeks as kids start returning to school and that sort of thing.
Did you ever think about becoming a counselor for kids? Because I feel like you would be a dynamite therapist/counselor for kids, besides just being a teacher.
You know, it's funny. A huge part of my job is that. But no, I never thought of, you know, shifting completely into the field.
All right.
I feel like that, you know, if you started, and I feel like you're going to be the catalyst about this, I feel like you're going to be able to start, if you spoke with the principal, as far as to get some kind of therapy group going for the kids, for anybody who has problems, whether it be society problems or a bereavement problems, you know, for the kids. I feel like this would be a dynamite program that you could start. And I feel like this is really going to get a tremendous amount of recognition with society.
Oh, I teach at the college level, but we certainly have those groups on campus. And I've always wondered, you know, about getting involved with them since I, you know, have had my own share of loss in my family. So,
yeah. You know, Michelle, you mentioned something about love. I see you with a nice guy, but he's chunky, a little chunky. Are you with him yet?
I have been single for 16 years and have had, I think, 5 dates in those 16 years. So no, I'm pretty single.
Okay. I see you meeting him at a pub, you know, like a real old fashioned tavern type of place, like very collegey, like off campus kind of thing where, it's a little bit like brown wood paneling inside, and it's cutesy. It's like a real Irish pub.
Oh, that's funny you should say that. We actually have an Irish pub here in town.
What?
We actually have an Irish pub here in town.
Yeah, I see you meeting him in that pub. And he's a little bit on the chunky side. Not, you know, obesely fat or anything like that, but he's solid, like real solid. I wouldn't say like fat or anything like that. He's real solid. You know what I mean? Thick. Real cute guy. Real cute guy. Wears his hair to the side of like a lightish brown. Not real blonde, but light brown.
It wouldn't surprise me if he comes from Canada or he loves the Montreal Canadiens, but there's something about Canada that he's very strong about, whether it be with his personal life or certain sport teams that he likes.
You know what, Michelle, could you hold on for just a sec, because we have to go for a break and we'll come back and wrap this up in a minute, folks, but we'll be right back after this commercial.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology
and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. This technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Oh,
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Scott, Angels and Answers.
And Michelle.
And Michelle. Michelle, are you still there?
I am.
Good. You are, okay.
Michelle, I feel so like this going to be...
You were talking about this gentleman. I mean, are you suggesting this is going to become a love interest?
Yes, I am, if you allow it. And I have a feeling, I just feel this in my gut, that you get a little put off.
You're afraid of intimacy.
Yes. When it comes to men, I feel that you want it more than anything, but you want that love connection, that love interest, but then you kind of like give them body language not to invoke it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I think it's the old bitten twice, you know, mentality
of
course
it is. Of course
yeah, now
it
be
is.
Cautious.
Yeah, they wrote a song about that.
Listen to me. I want you to understand one thing. There are no two people born in this world the same. I know what you went through was very difficult and hurtful, but I also want you to know that there are amazing men out there who are so different than you think, and they can give you so much as far as love and compassion and tenderness that you're looking for and that intimacy that you need.
I'm going to give you a strong piece of advice. When you're at this bar, get loaded so you can get out of your head.
Absolutely.
Do lots of drinking so you don't have to think too much and worry so much.
Absolutely.
And just enjoy
the moment. I've never gotten loaded in my life. I don't know if this would be a good first time.
I think it would be a very good first time.
I think so too.
You know, because, you know, I even tell women about with sex because they're so, you know, uptight about, you know, sex and stuff. And I said, well, then you just have a lot of drinks to loosen yourself up. And just enjoy the moment.
You know, Michelle, you're going to know this guy because he's got basically, and this is going to be so crazy. I don't even know. This is what they're giving me. He has a very nice smile, but he's got very square teeth. And they're very even on the top.
And I'm not wrong. There's something about Canada connected with this fella. And it'll make you laugh. So after you see this fella, you'll think of Sky and myself, and you're going to go, oh, my God.
There
and then
he is.
And you're going to tell this experience, and he's going to go, no way.
Yeah, he's coming. I feel like, you know, there's a B in his name. I don't know why, but I just feel there's a B in his name, like a Bobby or maybe his last name or whatever. One of his initials are B. Don't get hung up on that because sometimes I could be a little bit off on the letters. But when you see somebody who has a very nice smile and his teeth on the top are very straight and they're square, that's the boy.
It was a great pleasure sharing time with you, Michelle.
You're a dear.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, enjoy.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Lots of luck.
So this hour was supposed to be, which we're going to be, about being sensual, about being sensitive.
Ooh,
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that. When I looked at our topic today, I knew Sky was going to do exactly what she did.
I knew it.
I picked her. I said, I hope she doesn't do that. And she did it.
I did it.
All right. She's so immature for her age.
But I'm only a baby.
So, but
isn't that what don't you like?
Sensitive. Sensuality. Hey, Bri, are we still on?
Yes, you're still on, Artie.
Okay, I just heard a bleep. That's why.
Yeah,
that's
we
a good
also
thing.
Have another caller from Washington. Her name is Brooke. But before we get to Brooke, I want to comment about that sensuality. Girls, I don't know about you, but turning on the sensuality is so important.
Very
important. Relationship, my God. It's almost more important than the sex.
Oh, yeah, it's the foreplay. The foreplay of the foreplay of sex. The foreplay of life is being sensual with each other.
Right.
As far as the wording, as far as the expression,
gestures, your body language.
Everything. It's being sensitive in a relationship. Now, girls are probably saying, yes, 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 but my guy doesn't do that.
Or, I was just going to say that. My God, you took the words out of my mouth.
And so it works both ways. It definitely works both ways. And, you know, it's very important. You know, you could say, you know, the other person's too sensitive, or you could say, well, am I being too insensitive? So it's like, but sensuality.
But not in sensuality.
But when it comes to being sensuality is very, very important. You know, it's like the spice of the
it's
meal.
It's like the pheromone. It's like the pheromones. You know what a pheromone is?
Pheromones. Yeah.
It's like the start of the pheromones. When
it gets your sexual senses going.
Yes, that's my point.
Yeah, within your nose. It starts off within your nose,
that's
the sexual scent.
That's right. Yeah.
To me, you want to know something? Perfume is extremely, certain
perfumes
are like unbelievable. And like perfumes will all... will turn me on.
Yeah. I want you to tell me a man's view on the perfume I've just bought, because my husband doesn't really like. I could wear Les Toil and he'd like it.
Oh my God!
Or Fabuloso. honey, you smell great. I just cleaned the bathroom with Fabuloso.
There you go. It beats the hell out of Bengay, I guess.
Right?
You know?
Oh my gosh.
Too funny.
Yeah. Sensuality is...
You want to know something?
What?
We got to go for a commercial break already.
Are you serious?
It's 5:45.
Oh, my.
All right, so we got to hang tight.
We'll be right back, guys.
All right, so stick around after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Darling, it's
Back, everybody, and you're with Artie and Sky, and we are discussing about sensuality.
You know, folks, perfume, very sensual. It starts the process. It starts the pheromones going. And then, of course, you know, when you're intimate with somebody and you know them for a long time and you have a relationship going, you want to keep that spice of life going. You want to keep that sensuality going. So you might say, well, how do you do that? Do you just be blunt, or do you do little hinty things, or do you just come out and say something? For me, I don't do that. I don't feel that when you're so forward with your sensuality that you make it known that it's sensual, that it's actually going to have the same effect on if you do it very casually and very slowly, and then it works up to being fully sensual. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, of course I do. Also, you know, also the same with cologne. But like I said, you know, certain scents definitely makes somebody, could definitely make somebody aroused.
Yeah, definitely.
And
I'm still waiting to find that scent.
Yeah. And it has nothing, you know, all this, it all has to do with sparking of the senses, arousing the senses. And it has nothing to do with the material world.
Nothing.
As far as, you know, when it comes to sensuality, you know, when somebody buys you gifts or, you know, sometimes, yes, flowers can definitely, you know, make a woman feel very appreciated or loved.
Yes, yes.
But also there is a time where when enough is enough, you know, when somebody, you know, gives you a lot, if somebody does something on a regular basis all over and over and over again, like the value is kind of depleted. You know, when you do something every once in a while, it's very appreciated. But when you do it over and over and over again, it becomes a routine and it's not as appreciated.
This is so true. So true. And, you know, as far as sensuality goes, guys, do you realize sensuality could take place anywhere, in any circumstance? I mean, you don't have to plan a night to be sensual. I mean, just as far as having a conversation or traveling in a car with your partner, just by maybe stroking your partner's hand or holding it, or maybe touching his hair. Those are very sensual things to men. And it shows him that, you know, you care. You care.
So, you know, what I definitely appreciate is, like, when people are, you know, when you could tell when somebody's in love. You could definitely feel that connection. And when they're walking and they're holding hands, or, you know, you could just feel the dynamics between them, you know, as they're walking, as they're sitting down at the park bench, you know, and then at the restaurant, are they both just staring away from each other?
As usual.
Are they both just looking at their cell phones and not really paying attention?
I hate that, guys. Yeah. I swear, my husband's head's buried in that telephone 24/7. I sometimes want to just explode it with a stick of dynamite from the inside out. But I know it's part of his job, and I do understand that. And I know that, you know, sometimes he doesn't want to do it, but then he starts getting into this habit of looking at his phone too much or looking. My husband is a history buff. He's also somebody that keeps up with the stock market. He's also somebody who has, he likes to do research. He's a researcher. He'll research something until you want to throw up. That's how he researches stuff. So, you know, his head is always buried in that phone. The day they did the internet for my husband was the day that my life became hell.
Everything changed.
It did. And it sucks because I go over to him and I look at him and I say, enough with the phone already.
Yeah, no, people, you know, since the computer world came about,
yeah,
you know, people stopped becoming as
sensual.
Stop becoming sensitive, stop becoming sociable,
right?
As sociable. And people forgot how to interact as much because they just do everything via text, via email, via...
Well, this generation...
Everything.
This generation, I feel sorry for the kids. They're losing the personal touch. They're losing that one-on-one contact, their sociability. They're not going to be social people. Everybody's just going to be in their house and everybody's going to be able to connect with many people, but on a remote level, not as person to person. I feel that they're going to lose those social skills. And I see it. They're becoming withdrawn. I see it with my grandson. God bless him. He's a great kid. He's brilliant. But I see him losing social skills because he's always buried in those games and in the phone. And it's not that he's talking to anybody, he's playing games. And he'd rather play games in his room than be social when the family is together at night or when we're having supper. Has a supper real quick, runs up and plays the game again. That is so bad.
Yeah, it becomes
bad.
An obsession.
It
and
is.
This is what these companies have created.
Absolutely.
You know, it's good just to play it as a game.
Right.
But, you know, we thought back then arcades were fantastic with the quarters and playing the games. And but then the computer world came and then forget about it.
And his mother and I are absolutely putting our foot down as far as the time limits are concerned. Mm-hmm. First of all,
I have to go for a break. Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to just say that his eyes have declined because of it and his social skills. But we will be right back, guys.
Right after this commercial break.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.